Here's a suggestion for state governments that need to raise a lot of money. Maybe the state, maybe your state that is short of money, should run for president, because that seems to be rather lucrative. President Obama's re-election committee is expected to raise at least $1 billion, and Republicans have hopes that their nominee will reach that level as well. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The most telling amount in a presidential campaign is how much the winner raised. For President Obama in 2008, that number was nearly $746 million. It was double what then-President George W. Bush raised just 4 years earlier, which itself was double what Bush raised 4 years before that. It's the first time ever that presidential fundraising has shot up that fast. And it puts the Obama re-election campaign within easy reach of raising $1 billion, a volume of cash that takes the campaign out of politics as usual.
He would be a top 100 advertiser. You know, it's what Home Depot spends, about $1 billion a year.
That's Brad Adgate. He's the senior vice president for research at Horizon Media, a New York ad agency. $1 billion could buy up all the Super Bowl ads for four Super Bowls. But a presidential campaign, like any other advertiser, doesn't put all its money into TV. There are grassroots to mobilize and candidate trips to organize. Still, Adgate says a $1 billion campaign could dominate TV in the battleground states.
There are states that are going to be inundated. In fact, in, say, 2008, 87% of all local TV dollars spent went to just 11 states.
But the non-competitive states mostly get ignored, so the TV budget wouldn't have to be all that big.
A few hundred million is more than enough.
That means President Obama and his challenger could spend millions on other media, everything from old-fashioned direct mail to web advertising and ads on mobile devices. Political scientist Tony Corrado, a specialist in political money, says that even in 2008, the Obama campaign was flush.
By October, some of the campaign insiders were saying that it was raining money.
And unlike 2008, the Republican nominee this time will likely be just as prosperous. Corrado foresees a $1 billion contest for the nomination, and there are predictions of a quick $250 million infusion when it's locked up.
And if that's the case, we will certainly be entering a realm of presidential spending that we have never seen before.
This isn't the first time presidential fundraising has surged. Robert Much is a historian who's just finishing a book on presidential campaign cash. He points out two times when the contributions came flooding in. The first was 1892 and 1896, when the Democrats went populist and anxious businessmen flocked to the GOP. The second was in 1936. Franklin Roosevelt was enacting the New Deal while seeking a second term, and Republican presidential coffers doubled, again thanks to corporate America. Here's Robert Much.
There was money from big business in 1936, a big spike in that. Big business really went all out.
$1 or $2 billion candidates might also quash an old cliche about political money, that mandatory contribution limits choke the debate. Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay made the case on C-SPAN a few years ago.
There is not enough money in politics. You know, Americans spend more on potato chips than they do on elections.
It's a cute little thing. Oh, Americans spent X amount of money on potato chips last year.
Again, historian Robert Much.
People have been using arguments like that. You know, back in the 30s, it was Wrigley's gum.
But the argument may need updating again. The American Snack Food Association says potato chip sales are somewhere north of $3.5 billion. So if we have $1 billion candidate here and another one there, and we throw in the conventions and some independent groups, then the 2012 presidential campaign may catch up with potato chips. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.